NS Cantor Freedom reminds LeBron of his commie business dealings after scoring milestone, integrity 40,000 points. By Dylan Gwynn on March 4, 2024. If LeBron James was in danger of getting too full of himself after becoming the first NBA player to cross the 40,000-point barrier, NS Cantor Freedom is doing his best to bring him down to earth. After James passed the historic scoring mark this weekend against the Denver Nuggets, NS Cantor Freedom took to X to remind the chosen one that he benefits from Chinese slave labor. LeBron James is one of Nike's biggest pitch men. NS Cantor Freedom has long criticized Nike and James for profiting off the backs of slaves in China. A lot of child slave sweatshop supporters in these comments. But please, do talk about social justice at your convenience. As Breitbart's Francis Martel reported in 2020, an Australian think tank has revealed that as many as 83 internationally known brands, including Nike, BMW, Apple, Sony, Google, Lacoste, and Nintendo, have active ties to factories where evidence suggests the Communist Party has shipped Uyghur Muslims to engage in forced labor. James has never criticized the Chinese government for these practices despite this report. Nor has he threatened to end his business relationship with Nike due to their partnership with China. It was a stunning move from the NBA star, who has never shied away from sharing his opinion on various political issues not even remotely connected to basketball. NS Cantor Freedom began wearing custom-designed sneakers with anti-slavery messages critical of the Chinese government while playing for the Celtics in 2021. Shortly after starting this protest, Cantor Freedom had his playing time cut and was subsequently traded to the Houston Rockets, where he was immediately cut.